Thank you, Chair, for giving us the floor. In terms of the characteristics that would make an autonomous weapon system incompatible with IHL, on the first bullet point regarding human control, we note that IHL does not necessarily demand human control over the weapon system itself at all stages, but IHL does require control over the weapon's effects. And this concept of human control over effects or over the use of force should underpin the drafting of any instrument. For us, it is what needs to be preserved. And the way to preserve it is to prohibit certain autonomous weapons and restrict all others. Then, looking at some of the other bullet points, of course, like any other weapon, autonomous weapon systems will be incompatible with IHL if they do not comply with existing IHL rules that apply to weapons, means and methods of warfare. And I think this is well recognised in a number of bullet points on the screen, explicitly in the second last bullet point, but also in those referring to weapons that are inherently indiscriminate or cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering or widespread, long-term or severe damage to the natural environment. So undoubtedly, these elements would make an autonomous weapon system incompatible with IHL compliance. But we consider that the value of this group's discussions lies in moving beyond a restatement of IHL rules to elaborate how these rules and how international law more broadly specifically apply to constrain the development and use of autonomous weapon systems, and to identify also where these rules should be strengthened. And I echo the comments just made by Austria in this respect. So in this respect, we find the seventh bullet point particularly helpful. It seeks to translate IHL's requirements into a prohibition on autonomous weapons, the effects of which cannot be understood, predicted, and explained. In our view, this wording, it reflects IHL's requirements for weapons users to anticipate and limit and control effects, and we note that's alternative wording there. But it would do so in a way that offers more concrete guidance for the design and use of autonomous weapon systems. We think that this kind of formulation would assist in addressing certain types of particularly problematic autonomous weapon systems, including those that rely on certain AI or machine learning techniques that lead to the kind of opaque or unpredictable functioning that was noted this afternoon by the distinguished delegates of Ireland and Norway, or those which change functioning after a review or during use. Chair, considering bullet five, referring to autonomous weapon systems designed to target humans directly, we struggle to conceive of an autonomous weapon system like this that would not pose a real risk of IHL violations. As was highlighted earlier by the representative of Ireland, autonomous weapon systems are unlikely to be able to account for all the contextual signals that indicate that a person is protected from attack. We'd also like to note that IHL requires preserving a possibility for adversaries to surrender. So employing an autonomous weapon system that wouldn't be capable of identifying an intent to surrender would violate that prohibition on the denial of quarter. Finally, Chair, we note that this topic is focused on IHL, but at the same time, and similarly to the comments just made by the distinguished delegate from Austria, we strongly encourage attention to ethical concerns within this topic, because these concerns are at the heart of debates about the acceptability of autonomous weapon systems. Ethics have always been a driver for the evolution of international legal rules in warfare, and they shouldn't be viewed as an afterthought. They have been explicitly recognised as a guiding principle for the work of this GGE, and their role is reflected in the Martens Clause. So the ICRC's view is that ethical concerns arise with all autonomous weapon systems that endanger human beings, but they are particularly acute when it comes to autonomous weapon systems that target human beings directly, as referred to in Bullet 5. I thank you, Chair.